start with an old-time Cajun mazurka here.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, nice and warm today. Yeah, getting hotter all the time. Almost feels like it could be like someplace close to even Louisiana or someplace like that. Maybe almost, kind of, sort of. What do you think, Michael? You think
it's too dry?
Too dry?
Yeah.
Would you like to water up a little bit more
not
water?
Not really hot.
You know. Not really hot.
It's like a segue. Is that what I'm? Yeah. We'll get hotter on this one. I'll see you. I am glistening now. A beautiful little waltz from the Seychelles Islands. She sells seashells by the seashore and the Seychelles. Almost said it right. All right, well, we've been to Madagascar already. That was where the Seychelles Islands are near. And we're gonna go to take a little journey to St. Louis, the middle of the country, because Michael is from Louisiana, and Bruce is from the Bronx, and Rashad is from Lower California, and I'm from Upper Middle West Coast somewhere. So between us, when we all meet in the middle, it's somewhere around East St. Louis. So we thought it would be a good reason to do this Duke Ellington, great Duke Ellington tune, the man who invented American music, to the extent that anyone can say that anyone invented anything. This also gives Bruce standing next to me, a chance to play the guitar, which is a lot of fun because of the terrific. It's amazing because he makes it sound more like a French horn, really, than even the guitar. It's a real achievement there. Yeah. And this is a great piece of music that probably was the original cartoon music, and it was written in the middle of the last century, and it was by Duke Ellington, and it's called the East St. Louis Toodaloo. Thank you. Duke Ellington, not to be confused with Duck Ellington of the Fighting Ducks. I'd like to reintroduce to you Bruce Malski, who is the master of the Appalachian fiddle style.
That was not a segue, because this next tune is not an Appalachian tune. But it works real good on an old time fiddle. I think. It actually comes from a griot melody from West Africa, Mali, West Africa, that I learned from. And a dromi player named Sheikh Kamala Jabati.
Hold it, there was just a bunch of syllables in there that I didn't.
I just like saying all the syllables.
What's an ngomi?
Ngomi is a little tiny banjo looking thing. It's got a gourd and a skin stretched over the top of it and a stick for a neck of six pieces of fishing line. I'm not sure what test. And you play it like an old time banjo.
Wow.
It's the same thing but different. So Sheikh Kamala Jabati taught me this melody, and the name of it is Haida Sirifo. Repeat after me.
Haida Sirifo. Something you got behind. I don't know.
It goes a little something. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
From Mali. How about some surf music? You guys into surf music? Well, Michael's got some good surf music from the Gulf.
This is the first and probably the last Cajun surf song. It's called the Chapalaya Pipeline. It's about a little place in Louisiana called Holly Beach. Yeah, we have surf contests every time there's a hurricane. And you think, it's not like your coast here, it's kind of brown. It's like marsh, mosquitoes, alligators, then brown, then marsh, mosquitoes, and alligators, then brown, and that's where you have it.
How about the cows? I thought there were cows.
Well, they're participants. There are always cows on the beach, so you don't know where you're stepping or what you're stepping in. But it's very earthy. So anyways, we're gonna have fun with this.
You gotta, somebody's gonna be guest on this?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Yeah.
You gonna go put him?
No.
Take it out.
Okay. We all can join in.
Darryl, you gonna guest with us?
I'll be a guest.
I'd like to welcome Darryl Inger, our guest on this.
Okay. Well, you originally recorded this with Beau Soleil, right?
Yeah, that group, that other group.
And you had a guitar player or somebody, right?
We had a guitar player, yeah. This is a... You know this story, yeah. This is really, it's a...
I don't know by now.
It's a branch of our tradition. Our tradition are not, you know, most of the times you see traditions like the trees, you know, start from the roots. Ours are the opposite, you know, goes from the top up. That's the way we are. So this guy who the gentleman who I learned with, his name was Dennis McGee. He was a great old-time fiddle player. He was playing when he was 95 years old. Had about 106 children, and one of them is Jerry McGee, who you might have heard of. He left Louisiana a long time ago, became a great guitar player, played with Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and Chris Christopherson, and ended up playing with the Ventures. So I said, well, this is a unique thing. So just imagine that we have an electric guitar player here, the guy in the black shirt. Let's dance.
Okay. Wow. And that's why it's probably going to be the last Asian surf team. Boy, it's just, it's funny. Everybody's come from different parts of the country, and these instruments, they're shrinking before our eyes. They're actually, this one was actually the size of Rashad's cello, and Rashad's cello was about the size of a Volkswagen. And those guys, they're getting a lot easier to carry. Just put it that way. We're going to play a couple of all-time Appalachian tunes in a way that probably hasn't been done, hopefully, before.
Not today, anyway.
Yeah, at least not in a good way.
The first tune is called The Greek Medley.
But that's one tune, right?
The second tune is called Polly Put the Kettle On.
But it's a medley of a medley and another tune.
It's amazing. I can play these and I know the name of them. All at the same time. Alright. Thank you.
Okay.
We're going to take a little break for about 2 hours, and these two are going to amuse you. Have fun.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like dancing around. They're supposed to dance. You guys are supposed to dance. We're supposed to just stop her on the floor, hopefully. All right. Well, yeah. It's always fun to play stuff with Rashad because he knows what I'm going to play before I do. And it's a great instrument, too. You don't see much cello around this kind of festival, but I'm hoping that we'll see a lot more.
Thank you.
Scott Eggleston on the cello. Okay, let's get Bruce Volsky and Michael Doucet back up here, and our special guest of the day, the band contest winner, fiddler Brittany Haas. There's just not enough fiddles on stage today. We gotta have another one. And we're gonna have Brittany come up, play with us, play some music with us here. Okay, we're getting on toward the back end of our set here, but we always have to do this tune because it's such an inspirational piece of music. How many of you know Dr. Billy Taylor, the great jazz pianist who used to be a music director on CBS Sunday Morning? One of the great music guys of 20th and the 21st century, too. Great jazz piano player. He was the guy that started. He hired a flatbed truck in Brooklyn, Bronx, and Manhattan. He was the first guy to hire a flatbed truck and hire a bunch of jazz musicians and drive around the neighborhoods, just introduce kids in the inner city to music and jazz. And now, of course, jazz has sort of taken over a large segment of society, and that's great. We like jazz, too. We try to play it on these instruments. But anyway, Dr. Billy Taylor was a big inspiration to me. I got to play with him a lot. He's still around, by the way, with a group called the Turtle Island String Quartet. And that little jazz string quartet we used to have. And it's funny, when Bruce and I got this, we got this band together with Michael and Rashad, we were talking about tunes that we'd like to record, and I don't know how the subject of Billy Taylor came up, but Bruce has a great story about the same guy, so it's really a small world when you consider it.
Dr. Taylor came to our public school in the Bronx when I was in the fifth grade, and gave a presentation of a program called Jazzmobile, and turned all of us kids onto jazz music, and he gave away little 45 RPM records that had two songs on each side, and one of them, what the song we're about to play is, was on that little thing, which I kept for years and years, and made a guitar piece of, and never really found a home for it until discovered this thing with Daryl. So I always gave Dr. Taylor the credit for having made me want to play music. That was a moment in my life, and I've always been grateful for him. The piece has a nice message.
Okay.
Here we are.
Here we go. Here we are. Now it's time to
play. Now it's time to play.
One, two, then I'll let the...
I wish that you could know how it feels to be.
Chad Eggleston, Michael Dussay. I'm looking at the clock. I think we still got time. I'm looking back there to see what they think. I'm looking out here, I know what you think. A little more Fiddler's Four? All right, we'll do a quick one here. In fact, should we play a fast one? Should we do a nice fast tune here? How fast? Should we do it kind of fast? Or should we do it real fast? Real fast? Should we do it real fast, or should we do it really, really fast? Really, really fast? Okay, we'll do it really, really fast.
Super fast.
Okay, we'll do the very first tune on our CD. Thank you. the fiddler's four. Five, sorry.
That's right, four wasn't enough, so they had to make it Fiddler's Five. The CD is called Fiddler's Four, though it's on Compass Records. And I have a Beatley, it's up there at the merch tent. I also happen to know that right up there at the merch tent right now, Yonder Mountain String Band is up there, and they are going to be doing a signing for a little while. So if you've got a CD, like you've got a copy of Old Hands, you want to get autographed, head on up the hill there, and they'll be waiting for you at the top of the hill. Couple of other notes. Let's rehearse this again. I said it was supposed to go beer, then... Beer, then... Is it working out all right? All right. Keep yourselves hydrated. It's a hot day, folks. Get some shade. The vendors are up all around up there. They got some good food. They got some drinks. They've got goods and merch and all kinds of things. So check those folks out, too. And I know. One thing I wanted to mention. I got handed this brochure. Some of you folks around here know about the 5th annual Pickathon of Roots Music Festival. It's going to be going on here in August. This is a benefit for KBOO. August 22nd and 23rd, and bands like Jack Straw and Foghorn String Band and Danny Barnes and the Piano Throwers and a whole bunch of others. That's going to be going on. So look around for these nice brown brochures. It's a benefit for KBOO. August 22nd and 23rd, it's a Pickathon. Coming up in a little while, 5:15, we'll be back here with, I don't know how to introduce this band. Old and in the Gray is going to be here at 5:15. 7 o'clock, Jerry Douglas Band, and 9 o'clock tonight, Yonder Mountain String Band. I think there's a possibility there might be some sit-ins, but who knows, you know. So, see you in a little bit.